Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, and welcome to Sassy Speaks, the podcast for everything Hong Kong. I'm your host, Sarmai. Every week, I'll be sitting down with two awesome guests. We'll be having candid conversations about everything Hong Kong. From all the dating tips to managing your personal finances, we're not holding anything back. Here we go. From constant promotion of skin lightening treatments to all the weight loss procedures advertised on the MTR, I feel like I'm constantly surrounded by all kinds of toxic messaging in Hong Kong, and it makes me feel like nothing we can ever do is enough. How do we cut through this and just be our own true selves? This topic is incredibly close to my heart and can still be difficult for me to openly talk about. So today I've brought in two of my favorite candid, inspiring women, Bertha and Ziggy, who've been using their voice on social media to bring a unique and honest perspective to existing as a person in the city. The good, the bad, and the ugly, nothing is off limits in this conversation.
Cool. Thanks for having us. So my name's Ziggy. I am a personal trainer and a certified pre and postnatal coach. I got into fitness at university, and it was the first time I actually lifted weights. I ended up joining a CrossFit gym, and that was the first time that I found out that my body could do things that I didn't know they could do, you know, and no one else was doing it. It was just me, and I didn't have to look a certain way. And then from there, I became a coach. I previously worked at a company that was very about the aesthetic, and we would do these crazy, you know, 6-week, 12-week transformations. And then I became pregnant while I was working at this company, and I started realizing more and more that how I felt inside wasn't in line with this company's values. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just not a bodybuilder, and I don't like to tell people how many calories they should eat, and they can't have this and they can't have that. After I had my baby, you know, I realized that my body was made for a completely different purpose, and that it does not have to look a certain way. It is there for a reason, to feed a human being, to grow a human being, to maintain this life. My thing has kind of just been, I don't want to say that I'm shining a light, I'm just being honest on social media. I am just being honest about my body transformation and my fitness journey. And now everything that I kind of do is geared towards helping women conceive, go through pregnancy, recover after postpartum, not bounce back, but to recover and feel good in their bodies again. And also I now have this new market of women who are going through menopause, and I'm learning about the next phase of life that I'll probably end up going through.
So thank you for having me as well. My name is Bertha. I am a body positivity advocate, and I'm a plus size fashion blogger. How I started all these is because I was, I had eating disorder as a child. Well, like you said, growing up as a teenager in Hong Kong, it's really hard to find clothes. It makes you feel like you're not normal in the society. And after eating disorder, I recovered from that, and I realized life is more than just my look. Life is more than how people see me and how they tell me who I am. And at the same time, this body positivity movement springing up from the US, and that's where I learn how to love myself, how to take care of myself, and how to build up my own self-esteem as a woman, combating racism, a lot of discrimination based on how women look like. This is where my story started.
You're both very candid and very honest. Ziggy, I was like particularly really inspired after you had your baby and were so unashamed, like, this is my body and like this is how it was difficult and this is, you know, who I am. And
I brought jeans to the hospital with me. I brought like my size 8 jeans to the hospital with me because I was so delusional. I had just kind of been brought up with movies and I thought that I would magically just fit into them again and not realize that I was going to be in maternity clothes for a couple of weeks after, months after.
But you know, I really appreciated your candor on that. And especially for me with the way that I was brought up and the way that I was affected by it, it's like really inspiring to see. And knowing that, like, you know, now a 16-year-old swimmer, I probably wouldn't feel those way anymore and has someone to look up to, which is really, really cool.
They feel so much better because there are people like you. There are people like maybe me. All the hardship we have to go through, I feel like they at least have places to go and look for these information and material to know about what's going on in life. And versus when I was a teenager, the only thing I hear is that you're so fat, just lose your weight, right? So, yeah, it's a big difference, and I'm so glad that they have that nowadays.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on where is that culture in Hong Kong, and like, it's a very broad question, but what do you think is the biggest flaw or misconception or wrong conception of beauty in Hong Kong or Asia today?
I think the biggest flaw is that we expect beauty to be one thing. Right? And for everyone to fit into one mold, whether that's tall and thin with big breasts or, you know, whatever it is. In the fitness community, it's like, you got to have a big butt, you know? And if you don't have a big butt, you don't squat, right? So I used to train like 5-6 times a week to try and get my glutes to grow. And I was doing all the pre-activation, I was doing all the RDLs, all the squats, everything. I was doing tons of accessory work. The tiniest little bump would come out from my leggings, you know, and I don't know what it is in other communities. I kind of say that on Instagram now, when we see pretty girls, they either look like unicorns, like they have gray hair, or purple hair, pink lipstick, or they're brown and wet, like, and they've got like really big boobs, really big butt, really small waist, and they're just like glistening and highlighted, and that's kind of all I see. And I think what's really important is that we start following social media or start following outlets that support what we want to, that we look like and that we are interested in. And that's why it's so important, the work that you're doing, Bertha. Like, you're showing people, this is what a real body looks like. This is my body type, you know? And we all have completely different body types.
What about you, Bertha? What's your experience?
I feel like, you know, the beauty standard in Hong Kong, like Siggy said, is very mono. It's all just about one thing, how people just look the same they expect. But this is why I talk about everybody is different, their body is different. I feel that it's not just about the appearance, but more like everybody has their own mindset and different interests and hobbies. But all in all, what we're talking about right now, it's more ableist, because we are lucky to be healthy enough to do whatever we are doing, right? Everybody, if you like to go to gym, you want to live, you want to run, you can do all that. And if I want to, you know, look pretty, if I want to be in fashion, I can, because now there are so many resources everywhere. But we are neglecting the fact that there are people that cannot do these things. So, like, having the society or the capitalism trying to, you know, shelve your idea to just one side is neglecting the fact that there are a lot of people, they might have mental issues, they have disabilities that is not the same. They have no privilege.
Yeah.
We have the privilege.
Definitely.
And so if you ask me about beauty standard, I feel like, yeah, it's just kind of clouding everything else as a society.
Everyone has off days. Everyone has days where they feel like crap and feel terrible. What's your energizer routine? Like, what gets you back into the spirit of like, I'm gonna take this dope fashion photo today and I'm gonna wear this awesome outfit? Like, what gets you back into that sort of headspace?
It's quite complicated to talk about this because when I'm off, it's when I'm, my depression is going on fire, you know? So from being really depressed to just try to be normal again and do your daily things, it's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
So it's about practicing. It's about thinking how lucky I am to be alive, to be able to do whatever I want to do with all limbs, you know.
Coming back to our privilege.
Yeah, so this is how I tell myself, hey, when you're still alive, just do whatever you love. And yeah, that's how I bounce back from my off days.
I had postpartum depression, and honestly, I was not prepared for it because I had the most chill pregnancy, and I felt really like, I was like, pregnancy is such a spiritual experience. I'm so in tune with my body. And then it hit me so hard after I gave birth, and I couldn't understand why. I was like, I love my son so much. I'm so in love with him, but I have all this anxiety, and I just feel really crap all the time, and I'm crying all the time. And it was more than the baby blues. It was more than that sort of like 3 to 6 week period, and I just couldn't shift it. And I was really lucky that I had a really awesome support system of women around me who were just like, hey, I'm gonna bring you food. Or, you know, they were like, hey, why don't we go out for a walk? And it was like those tiny little things of just bringing me back to the basics of what are my primal needs. Like, I need to go outside and be in nature. I need to eat. I need to rest. And then eventually, I'm very lucky I didn't need to be medicated, but eventually I then found enough space to be able to say how I was feeling, you know, and to be able to say, hey, I'm not okay. Like, that's so hard sometimes. Like, I'm not okay. And we feel like there's going to be so much shame around it. But actually, the second we say it, like, we don't give it power anymore. And it's okay not to be okay.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's really important to have a support system where people understand you and whatever you say won't be judged. So that's so important. I understand what you were saying because I had certain experience that is similar, and I didn't even know that it also give me more depression than normal. I had an abortion, so mm-hmm. like it came to me, like you said, oh, it was fine, but then it came. So how do I get out of that? By realizing that I have a problem, by talking about the problem with people you can trust. But I feel like women, we're more lucky when it comes to this. We can talk about it with our female friends a lot easier than men. Yeah.
Because there's a very false perception that with men who talk about their feelings are any less manly or less masculine, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. So I want to say, like, Sassy, you know, we obviously we are a female-focused magazine, but we do actually have a 40% male readership. And so I'd like to say to any male listeners, like, you know, you've got to, like, I think it goes to everyone. You've got to talk about it, and you've got to have that kind of communication and open communication, unashamed and unjudgmental sort of type of communication. And a recent thing that I want to speak to you about, Bertha, specifically, is we saw a very interesting campaign that you put up on Instagram called, correct me if I'm wrong, hashtag Make My Size.
Make My Size is a movement that was founded by one of the fashion, plus size fashion blogger in the US. She loves fashion, and she feels like, oh, whenever she goes into a nice place, nice brand with cool design, she can never find something to wear. So she made this hashtag, and I talked about it because of course in my whole life in Hong Kong I can never find clothes until online shopping appears, you know. So the first dress I wore was when I was 24 years old. But yeah, I feel like that's also discrimination. Fat equals lazy, uncool, lame, all these bad tags, right? So nowadays there are more and more plus size clothing coming out, and people like this blogger and society should be more inclusive for everybody, not just one or the other. But ultimately plus size fashion, many people hope that they will just bridge the two together and make everything inclusive for everybody instead of saying, oh, you are this category. Ultimately, self-love is for everybody, including men, including women, including anybody in between.
And self-love is one of those things that has to be a daily practice. Like, it's not, boom, I woke up one day and I loved myself. You know, it's like, it starts off small. And one of the ways I love to tell women to do it is to, you do affirmations. Affirmation is to affirm myself. It's to tell myself, good job, love you. Okay. And so we try and do it first thing in the morning. Okay. You try and wake up first thing in the morning. What do? You go to the bathroom, right? Oh, I have a mirror in my bathroom. What am I going to do? I'm going to look in that mirror and I choose one thing that I like about myself, even if I don't like it or love it yet. Okay. And then I keep saying to myself, I like that one tooth. I may not like all my teeth, but I like that one tooth. And then one day I'm actually going to fall in love with that tooth.
Self-love is really hard. It's true. Because if you have most of the things that already is yours, then you can definitely tell yourself you like this little thing or that. But if somebody say they have traumatic experience in the past, they have to first get rid of that thoughts. Before they can really tell themselves that they love themselves. And so, being positive and, like you said, with a support system, maybe your friends or people who would just do something for others is really important.
And it starts with me, right? Because I'm the only person who I can control. Like, my behavior is the only behavior I can control. So if I stop commenting on people's bodies, it can rub off, you know? Like, I think it's funny that we're even allowed to comment on other people's bodies. The amount of pregnant women that are like, I am not huge, you know? But that word, we don't realize how much power it has.
I want to get one piece of advice from you guys for any younger listeners or any young people sort of out there today who are living with this, like, new world of social media. What's your one piece of advice for just, like, being you amongst all of that noise? And, you know, if you're different, like, what would you tell them?
I feel like if you just focus on looking at Kylie Jenner or Kim Kardashian, people that are, you know, they make a living being beautiful, then your self-esteem is not going to get any better because you don't have the same wealth and means, and that's not your job. So, and if you surround yourself with just this kind of information, you're prone to be sad and have lower self-esteem about yourself. So my advice is to go out of your way and look for different information, just like news, just like, you know, any information on the internet. If you want to be non-biased, you need to look for different and opposite information just to see how big the world is. And I feel like if you know more, you will be less sad. Yeah.
I think it's really difficult, the times we're living in. It's not just, you know, back when you used to get bullied to your face, right? And then cyberbullying came up while we were at school. It was like the beginnings of it. And then, you know, and now it's intense. You know, just get off your phone and read a book. Like, go find a hobby, go find an interest, and try as much as possible not to be on your phone. I see myself doing it all the time, and then I start this conversation in my head where I'm like, oh my God, why is she doing that? Why can't I do that? It's all fake.
You know, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to sit down and talk to me about this stuff. I think it's a lot to unpack, and we could probably talk about it for like 2-3 more hours. I know, you just have to come back. But if we were to try and find you on the Instagrams, where can we find you?
So you can find me at zig.fitmama on Instagram. I am zigfitmama on YouTube, and www.zigfitmama.com.
Thank you.
If you want to know me personally and talk to me like a friend, you go on my personal Instagram, berthachen.com. Dot is dotcom. But if you want to see more about the curves in Asia, the curvations, then you go to curvation.com or curvation on Instagram. curvasian.
Awesome. Before we wrap up, I have a very, very quick rapid fire round for you guys. And before,
I love games.
I know, it's a little game just to wrap up and to, you know, have some fun. Before we begin, I'd like a one sentence definition of the word sassy to you. Not the platform, just the word.
One sentence?
Yeah. Whatever comes to your head.
Fierce.
Nice.
Confident and feisty. Woman.
Yes. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to throw out some things or phrases or words, and you're going to tell me if it's sassy or not sassy. So number one, Facetune.
Not sassy.
Not sassy.
All right. Crazy Rich Asians.
I haven't seen it yet, so I can't make a good judgment call.
I have a lot of feelings about this movie, so don't get me started because it's... You can say that it's crazy rich Chinese, not crazy rich Asian. It doesn't represent all Asians. So.
Representation matters,
you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Revenge Body by Khloe Kardashian.
Sassy.
Not sassy.
You know what? I do see both perspectives, but I enjoy watching it because it really inspires me to work out. But I do agree that there is like a very problematic side to this, which we can get into
it
in our next series. Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
I don't like the wording of the word. I don't like revenge as the word.
But I understand also they need to catch your attention. So.
Yeah. But I mean, those like what the people go through in there and their transformations, like life transformations, that's what's really inspiring to me. Contouring.
Sassy.
Sassy.
Gotta have a good contour. Having said that, I suck at contouring. But anyways.
We gotta get Ghost Sponge on here. Plug. Shameless plug.
Cosmetic surgery.
It's I don't know. Like, it's both.
Yeah, I agree.
Both. Mm. All right. Good.
Agree.
Very good answer. And eyelid tape.
I have a double eyelid, so I don't know. I guess it's... not sassy.
Well, if you ask me about all the things that people can do to their appearance, I would say it's neutral because, you know, I feel like everyone have their own freedom to do whatever they please. So they will be both sassy and not sassy.
That is a fair answer. Great job, you guys. And thank you so much for being
awesome.
A part.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate it being able to sit down and talk with you both very candidly about this. And I look forward to more conversations like that with you guys and beyond. Thanks
Stay
so much.
Stay sassy, listeners.
So that's all for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new from our guests. If you want to dive deeper into today's topic, we've got all the information you need, as well as some extra reading in the show notes, as well as on our website. If you've liked what you've heard, be sure to subscribe, review, and share our podcast with your friends, your family, your next door neighbors, strangers on the street. Hey, it could be the best conversation starter. You can find us anywhere on social media at Sassy Hong Kong if you want to connect with our team some more. We couldn't have made this podcast without the help of some amazing people, so a big thank you to our producer, Susie, and the team at Create Productions. Without our guests, we literally wouldn't have anything to talk about. So as always, show them some love and follow them on the internets. And finally, the biggest thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us along the way. This has been Sassy Speaks. Sarmai out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.